the need for a statewide citrus health management area, or CEMA, coordinator to help establish CEMAs in the battle against HLB is addressed by University of Florida entomologist Michael Rogers in this interview. Rogers also estimates the amount of acreage already in CEMAs.
We will continue to move this forward, make advances, and one of the key things we're working on right now is getting funding to secure a new position of CEMA coordinator for the state. That'll really help to facilitate things because whether it be from myself and others in IFAS helping out with this program or growers trying to organize the efforts on their own, it's a full-time job in addition to things everybody else has to do. So we'll be really excited to get this CEMA coordinator in place who can really help facilitate and move this program along in a timely manner.
Can you even make a guess at what percentage of groves might be covered by CEMAs?
I'm not sure what the actual grove acreage would be right now. What we've got formalized in our program right now probably is on the order of over 200,000 acres. And I know there's more than that going on. So it is having an impact, and growers are becoming involved in participating in these programs. Now our main goal is to get everybody to participate and demonstrate the benefits of participation so we can get all the growers working together.
Growers interested in forming CEMAs in their areas should contact their local citrus extension agents. I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.